Police moving in on Greenpeace protesters in Rotterdam. Campaigners with the environmental pressure groups scaled this silo belonging to Shell as part of a direct action. They also blocked off part of Rotterdam port with this 30-metre boat, while smaller vessels played their part, calling for an end to all fossil fuel advertising and sponsorship in Europe. A new Greenpeace report claims two-thirds of recent social media ads by the likes of Shell and Total amounted to what it calls greenwashing.
It could either be advertisement that show renewable energy, even if the renewable energy constitutes only a very, very tiny percentage of their investments, or it could also be what we would call false solutions. So, for instance, promoting offsetting schemes that will allow you to continue driving your car as if nothing has happened.
Greenpeace is one of more than 20 groups aiming to get 1 million signatures for a petition to the European Commission. If they do, Brussels must consider passing legislation. They want a ban on advertising that includes vehicles, flights or ferries that run on fossil fuels. But here in the Netherlands, it's the oil and gas firms under the greatest pressure, after a case brought by environmental groups earlier this year.
A court ordered Royal Dutch Shell to cut its global carbon emissions by the end of 2030 by 45% of 2019 levels. And the ruling warned of an imminent violation of the company's legal obligations to reduce dangers to human life, which it knew about.
Shell is appealing against that judgment, but activists hope things like the petition will push it to act to curb the growing climate emergency.
I'm confronted with it daily. I'm confronted with it when I see the news, when I see news about refugees coming because there's no possibility to live in their countries. I see it when the oil prices are rising in England. I see it in every day, and I think we should just act.
Shell says it respects the right to protest, but called this action on its property unsafe and illegal. It also says it's important it lets customers know about lower carbon options via advertising. Port authorities say there was barely any disruption to shipping traffic, but the message has been delivered. A call for Europe to act over what big energy companies claim about their green credentials. Nadine Barber, Al Jazeera, Rotterdam.